CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snorcell Ano Ebie. Members of Cameroon's National Assembly have today adopted the bill to extend their term of office to the 30th of March 2026. Members of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, have paid a compassionate visit to children with sickle cell anemia who are patients at the Yaoundé Central Hospital. Many students on holidays in Cameroon, particularly those going to examination classes, have embarked on remedial holiday classes in some schools across the country. This will be the talking point on the in-depth segment of the 7 p.m. news. Cameroon's standard bearer to the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, Emmanuel Esseme, and other athletes to represent Cameroon have been told to uphold the Olympic spirit during a farewell ceremony today in Yaoundé. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. Members of the National Assembly have adopted the bill to extend their term of office to the 30th of March 2026. This was during proceedings at the House Chamber, chaired by the Right Honorable Karai Yege Jibril. The draft law, which was defended by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of relations with the assemblies, Francois Bourvin Wakata, was however received with mixed feelings, as we hear in this report by Doris Bate Tato Ekwe.
Some members of the National Assembly were simply euphoric about the draft law to extend their mandate by 12 months, and they did not hide their feelings. Honorable Njume Peter.
Mr. Minister, the whole of this chamber, be it of which political party, this is the message. Take it to the head of state that we thank you very much. They are pretending to think that they have questions. We are all very happy with this particular bill.
For Honorable Lawson Tabot, member of the Bureau of the National Assembly, the move by the President of the Republic is in all legality.
I want to first of all start by thanking the head of state for this extension. I must say it is in line with the Constitution. Article 15, Alinea 4, spells it all clear. He's a man of law and he has respected the law. And all that has been presented by the minister in charge of duties at the Assembly reflects the true aspect of our Constitution.
That notwithstanding, a handful of MPs had some reservations during the general debate. Some of them posited that the decision only favors a political class to the detriment of others. Others were concerned about a possible threat to social cohesion, and yet others said the lack of sufficient human, material, and financial resources was not an excuse sufficient enough for the extension. Honorable Joshua Osi pleaded that the mandate of regional councillors also gets extended.
To make our decentralization work, it would be most appropriate for that election to be postponed as well to enable, and I'm saying this from a party that has no one regional councillor, it would be legitimate for this election to be postponed as well.
To these preoccupations, the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of relations with the assemblies, Francois Bourvin Wakata, provided necessary clarifications, reassuring that government will take its responsibility to ensure that the electoral process goes on unperturbed.
The First Lady of Cameroon is urging all young couples to do prenatal screening to avoid sickle cell disease among their offspring. The message was delivered today by the Vice President of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, Mrs. Anne Njodom, at the Yaoundé Central Hospital, where members of the humanitarian organization of Mrs. Chantal Bia gathered to provide warmth and comfort to children living with sickle cell anemia. Ayim Bile reports.
Their lives are full of periodic episodes of pain, acute pain caused by health-related complications, but worst of all, by the bigotry of some.
People say we have witchcraft. In school, our colleagues tease us on the times, and sometimes even our teacher who do not understand the difficulties we face punished off all the time.
Disturbing stories from 14-year-old Juliette Minzomongono, a Lower Sixth student living with sickle cell anemia, which have never left the First Lady indifferent, taking her sisters of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon Serac to the Yaoundé Central Hospital. Welcomed by the representative of the mayor of Yaoundé too, hailed by the director of the hospital, who praised the First Lady for her constant support to sickle cell patients, close to 400 of whom were followed up in the health facility last year. The Serac ladies, led by their vice president, then took the floor. While regretting that sickle cell anemia continues to be unknown by many, Mrs. Anne Jodo called for increased sensitization, screening and research to effectively take care of those living with the condition. She also singled out advice from Mrs. Chantal Bia, who has not stopped urging young couples to do prenatal screening and minimize the risks of sickle cell. Deep concern from the First Lady, whose sisters had come with medical supplies, food, soap and detergent, as well as packs of water, fruit juice and sandwiches, which they handed to the sickle cell patients. Organized in line with World Sickle Cell Day, the ceremony, marked by visits to the hematology unit of the Yaoundé Central Hospital, left behind little ones overflowing with joy as they expressed gratitude to their mother, Mama Chantal Bia, for her love, tender care, and unwavering support.
The government of Cameroon has launched the transition to a 3-test algorithm for the systematic testing and treatment of HIV and AIDS. The new strategy, whose adoption follows results of a study conducted by the Chantal Bia International Reference Center for Research on HIV and AIDS Prevention and Management, was launched in Yaoundé today by the Minister of Public Health, Manaoda Malachi. The Executive Secretary of the African Synergy Against AIDS and Suffering says the presidential couple has a special consideration for the aging and will continue to ensure their well-being as well as full participation in the society. Jean-Stéphane Mbiacha was speaking today in Yaoundé while on a working visit to the Living Alternatives for the Aging Center, LAFTA, where he also announced the signing of a partnership agreement in the days ahead to help enhance the activities of the humanitarian organization. Kelly Eben reports.
Upon arrival at the premises of the Living Alternatives for the Aging Center, LAFTA, the executive secretary of the African Synergy, Jean-Stéphane Mbiacha, is led into the building in pomp and fanfare by the founder, Elizabeth Mofo, and her team. He takes a moment to commune and exchange with some elderly men and women in the hall before proceeding with a visit to the different components of the structure, which provides several medical services and recreational activities.
Les personnes âgées ont besoin d'une carte de visite, soit le ministère de la Santé.
The spokesperson of the aging at LAFTA, Bibi Ekani Lekwa Ateba, while expressing gratitude for the love and care shown them, launched an appeal for the pass that be to facilitate the process of acquiring a medical card. The executive secretary of the African Synergy Against AIDS and Suffering, Jean-Stéphane Biacha, for his part assured the aging men and women of how dear they are to the presidential couple while announcing the signing of a partnership agreement between LAFTA and the African Synergy in the coming days.
To show the interest of the First Lady of Cameroon in what LAFTA is doing. So hopefully we'll sign a memorandum of agreement to help LAFTA boost its image in Africa and elsewhere.
Through the partnership, the NGO, whose primary mission is to improve the quality of life of the aging in Cameroon, will see its activities extended to other countries.
The government of Cameroon is poised to sponsor some youths with lofty entrepreneurial projects. This follows a partnership agreement signed in Yaoundé today between the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education and some insurance companies. The signing ceremony took place under the auspices of the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso. FOC Babatunde reports.
Through the Young Entrepreneurs Guarantee Fund project, dubbed Fogajon, young Cameroonian entrepreneurs aged between 18 to 35 will be opportuned to obtain financial support to execute their socio-economic projects. It is against this backdrop that an agreement has been signed between the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education and some financial institutions and insurance companies. With the assistance of the government through the agreement, the financial institutions say they will accompany young entrepreneurs who aspire to create enterprises. The minister reiterated the government's willingness to welcome any other financial or non-financial partner wishing to be a part of this ecosystem. He was equally accompanied by the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, the Minister of Livestock and Fisheries, Dr. Tiger, and the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May.
We have this press release from the National Communication Council. The president of the National Communication Council informs media proprietors, general managers, and hosts of talk shows and interactive programs that the council has noted through its monitoring of their respective content and given the flux in sociopolitical news in Cameroon, a recurring trend in hateful and violent discourse, widespread abuse of language and uncouth views directed at individuals, public and private institutions, sometimes inciting sedition, stigmatization or segregation. Such behavior does not correspond with the triple duty of informing, educating and social cohesion, nor the professional and ethical standards guiding the mass communication sector. Given the above, the National Communication Council reminds media professionals, especially the hosts of talk shows and interactive programs, that they shall be held accountable for any behavior or statements made by their guests or guests on their sets. The National Communication Council, in this light, reminds the various actors of the media organs in question of the imperious duty of making a wise and informed choice of panelists, including a better professional moderation of their programs to avert the spread of inappropriate verbal jousts and other uncivil behavior which are media breaches and seriously impinge upon public order. The council, where necessary, will be compelled to impose statutory sanctions on offending professionals, programs, and media organs, signed the president of the National Communication Council, Joseph Chebonken Kala Bupsu. This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. On to the in-depth segment, schooling has not ended for some children in the city of Betuam during the summer holiday, as many parents have opted for holiday classes for their children. According to such parents, the long holiday is an opportunity for their children to catch up on their studies and start preparing ahead of the next academic year. Biki Ongum caught up with parents who share this opinion and now reports from Betwa.
The famous adage of learning without playing makes Jack a dull boy doesn't seem applicable to some parents in the town of Betwa, who do not see the summer holidays as a period of rest and relaxation for their children, but would rather send their children for holiday classes.
I prefer my children to go to school during these holidays for holiday classes because it enables them to catch up what they couldn't retain during the normal school year.
I love holidays classes because it helps my children to be updated.
Some parents attest that there is less pressure from other classmates and peers, which makes learning easy, that the teachers equally focus and pay more attention to the students' needs.
It allows to maintain a regular pace of learning, which is beneficial for retaining the knowledge acquired during the school year. Additionally, starting early gives children the opportunity to familiarize themselves with the following year's subject.
Their brain keeps fresh, and then when school resumes, they have a value added than their classmates who enjoyed themselves during the whole days.
With better time management and shorter periods of learning, parents are convinced that these holiday classes will do more good than harm. Biki Ongum, CRTV, Betwa.
In the South region, the number of pupils and students attending holiday classes is on a steady increase, While some parents say it is to keep their children busy during this period of school break, others affirm that maintaining their memory awake before school resumption is a winning experience, as Silas Nkwine reports from Ebolova.
It's the holidays, but that Abraham Meva can neither read nor speak English. His parents have opted for an intensive English program at the Ebolova Linguistics Center. I am at the language center to learn and to be able to improve my English. Just weeks into this year's school holidays, parents are in a rush for vacation classes. Joseph Dolo and Orian Bindang. My children have already registered, but they will start next week. This will enable them to keep their memory awake before school starts. At the start of the new school year, they are often lost. I have decided to send them so that they don't forget the notion of school. A good number of institutions in Ebolova have opened their doors to pupils and students for classes this year, with the English language being the most sought after. Afanu Darrell is a teacher.
We mostly welcome French-speaking students, and they have so many difficulties in learning English, and what we do is trying to be innovative in the way we teach them.
The holiday season is too long, and the mad rush for classes here is only just beginning. Silas Nkwine, CRTV News.
Teachers of holiday classes emphasize the need for catch-up classes for some students who did not perform well during the last school year, so they can improve output in the upcoming academic year. Helen Uidini visited some centers offering catch-up classes and now reports.
How are you today?
It is an interactive moment between teachers and students of Form 1 at English High School Obilinyamunde offering remedial classes during this holiday period. Organizers say their choice of teachers for the activity is based on experience.
The teachers of this school have a first degree as the minimum qualification. Many of them have been teaching here for many years, so they have a fair amount of experience.
Teachers, on their part, say there is need for students of examination classes to attend these courses.
We noticed that when they came back, we already saw a degree of distraction from those of them who came, in the sense that the 1 month that they were away from school, if we allowed them to stay for the 3 months complete before coming back to start the new academic year, it would have been really difficult for us to bring them back to limelight, because some of them are even very much distracted in class, especially when they see students who came from other schools, new, this and so on. They want to build friendship and stuff. But our focus here is to actually bring them back to the focus of education that they left some months ago.
Students of examination classes attest that they are committed to pursuing excellence.
Our lower series wasn't that perfect. My goal here is to have good grades so that I can be able to enter my upper set and have good grades for the advanced level.
The class staff helped me a lot, because in Form 5, I had no choice than to attend holiday classes.
The holiday classes will run for 6 weeks, enough time for students to prepare for the 2024-2025 school year.
Several schools in cities across Cameroon are now offering remedial courses to holiday makers. The practice provides a constructive way for parents to engage their children during breaks from regular schooling. In the analysis that follows, Beton Osomba underscores the value of these activities in furthering the educational development of children.
Holiday classes are invaluable revision and refresher programs that provide enriching experience for students, allowing them to continue learning and growing outside the traditional school setting. Engaging in these courses ensures students remain mentally active and involved during breaks, aiding in the retention of knowledge and preventing learning regression. Whether it's learning a new language, exploring a new hobby, or diving deeper into a subject they are passionate about, these courses can have a positive impact on their academic and personal development. They serve as a crucial tool for students looking to solidify their understanding of previous material, bridge knowledge gaps, and build confidence for upcoming learning challenges. By offering students a strong foundation and a sense of preparedness, holiday courses play a vital role in enhancing student success and academic achievement. The positive impact of holiday classes is truly remarkable, making them highly recommended options for maximizing the holiday break.
The guest on the 7 p.m. news is a pedagogue, John Nibache. In the following interview with Kelly Eben, he begins by saying that holiday classes should be a necessity for a certain category of learners with difficulties in certain areas.
Holiday classes must not be imposed on all learners, but there are some learners that need holiday classes. Normally, we call them in pedagogy remedial classes. And this category of learners have to do with learners that do not know how to read, learners that do not understand basic notions in mathematics, what they call slow learners. It is true, children go through 9 months of intense studies. But now when holiday classes are being organized, maybe in July to go right up to August, the holiday classes are organized in such a way that you have a lot of play. The children should not only come and learn as if school was started, but the children have to play. They go out for break. The teachers have to devise little plays to make them feel happy, to also make them know that they are on holidays. It is not just learning and learning. And holiday classes, the lessons that are taught there is what we call target teaching. That is really remediation. We select children who have difficulties in reading, children who cannot write, children who cannot spell, and we try to tackle them. Children who have problems in math, we tackle them according to their problem areas. Now, those organizing holiday classes, you will be shocked to know that we organize holiday classes due to a lot of pressure from parents. There are parents who are unable to contain the children in the house for 3 months. And so they keep on calling, Monsieur le directeur, les coups de vacances, comment ça quand? So with that, we organize holiday classes. And then there are some children who were recommended normally by the class council to sit in for holiday classes. Others may attend holiday classes, and we notice that maybe the child was unable to read. But if the child is reading, the child can be promoted to another class. And if they notice that the child's performance has ameliorated during the holiday classes, don't be shocked that the child can be sent up to a senior class, because it's not to compel parents to waste resources paying money in the same class repeatedly.
On to other news. Three children of the same family have died of food poisoning in Zili, a locality in Awai village in the Murfu and Afamba division of the Central region. Unconfirmed reports suggest that the children, all less than 10 years, consumed fufu prepared with intoxicated flour that resulted in their deaths. Karen Tosam reports from CRTV Center.
A sad grandmother of the three deceased children, Berber Angeline Puskodena, narrates that the entire family, including the children, ate corn fufu the previous day, and on Thursday, July 4, they got up to prepare the same meal. She laments that without any adult supervision, the children added overdue corn flour to the mixture.
I heard one of the children who is now dead shout from the kitchen that, grandmother, the fufu is very watery. I did not know they had taken one flour from a part of the house and used. They finished eating, ate and went off to play football in the neighborhood. After that, they came back, started complaining that their knees, they cannot walk. One of my sons carried them to a clinic in Hawaii. In less than 30 minutes, we lost three children.
Three other children, who reportedly ate a smaller quantity of the said food, were transported to a hospital in Yaoundé, where they have recovered and are back home. 5 days after the unfortunate incident, the family is still in shock. The mother of the deceased children, 26-year-old Emily, was not able to offer a word to the press. Her late sons, notably Koe Kazima, Kodena Dieudonné and Bega Jean, are in the mortuary in Ekunu, awaiting burial. Karin Tosam, CRTV News, Center.
Members of the task force put in place to ease the obtention and payment of visas for expatriates in Cameroon have reviewed the road so far covered. This was during a meeting chaired by the Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiruma Bakari, today in Yaoundé. Delegates at the ongoing 49th Annual General Assembly of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie have called for the peaceful resolution of conflicts among member states. This was during a plenary sitting today, chaired by the president of the APF, Francis Jorin, in the course of which the difficulties in accessing visas in the zone were strongly condemned. Esther Kima is CRTV special envoy to Montreal, Canada.
The second plenary sitting of the 49th session of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie reserved for delegates from the four regions focused specifically on the political situation in the Francophonie zone, with over an hour dedicated to evaluating the crisis between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda related to the ongoing offensive where Rwanda is accused of supporting the March 23 movements. The sitting chaired by the APF President, Francis Drouin, adopted a resolution to constitute a parliamentary commission that will probe into the conflict and mediate between the warring parties. On the Armenia-Azerbaijan border crisis, Azerbaijan, bordered by Europe and Asia, was condemned for initiating an unprovoked invasion of Armenia, leaving thousands of troops on both sides dead and having a huge toll on the economy. Harping on the necessity for an economic rebound in French-speaking countries, which depend on an increase in capital goods, labor force, technology and human development, the delegates decried the hindrance of mobility amongst member states in order to enable countries have access to the expertise of its extensive intergovernmental, institutional and academic prowess offered by the over 300 million French speakers across five continents. They opine there is need to ease visa facilities. At the moment, the delegates have taken a break and will be resuming for the elective sitting, where the Africa region will submit the candidacy of Honorable Ilarion Itong as the next president of the APF. The other 23 positions of the bureau will also be open for grabs. Esther Kima, Montreal, CRTV.
In sports news, Cameroon's standard bearer to the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris later this month, Emmanuel Essieme, and mates have been exhorted to uphold the three values of Olympism and to exercise fighting and winning spirits so as to grab medals for Cameroon. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Mwele Kombi, was speaking today afternoon in Yaoundé during a ceremony to bid farewell to the six athletes that will represent Cameroon during the Olympics. At the end of the ceremony, Ben Collins Nyiberiwo Konat, the head of the delegation of Team Cameroon to the Paris Olympics, David Ojong, who presents the athletes.
We are taking to Paris a team of six athletes, two in athletics, two in swimming, one in judo, and one in table tennis. And we believe that we had the opportunity of qualifying four of them directly for the games, that is in athletics, in judo, and in table tennis. And also, we had the opportunity of being invited in swimming with one female and one male. All of them are 17 and 18. They are quite young for the event, and we believe that it will give them an opportunity to be in contact with high-level competition.
Athletics, SME Emmanuel and Linda Angu, they're already in Europe training?
Yes, immediately after the championships in Douala, they left to Europe in their various training camps. And I believe that they will be ready for the Olympic Games.
In table tennis, there is Sarah Hamfou Nana, who is also in France.
Yes, Sarah Hamfou, we are quite proud of her because she believed in herself and she did everything to qualify for the competition. She worked hard for that.
Three other athletes will leave from Cameroon with you this Wednesday.
Yes, Sopin Bela for judo, and I can say that the federation can be proud of her because we actually followed up her qualification and she went gradually to get qualified for the event. And today when I met her, as we're talking about the departure, she was so confident. She was so confident about what will happen in Paris during the competition, and she knows her opponents.
To end this news here once again at the main points. Members of Cameroon's National Assembly have today adopted a bill to extend their term of office to the 30th of March 2026. Members of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, have paid a compassionate visit to children with sickle cell anemia who are patients at the Yaoundé Central Hospital. And in sports, Cameroon's standard bearer to the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, Emmanuel Essieme, and other athletes to represent Cameroon have been told to uphold the Olympic spirit during a farewell ceremony in Yaoundé today. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.